Welcome to Bud Break, the podcast for Jackson family wine professionals. From understanding terroir to crafting the perfect pitch, the education team is here to give you the tools to sell with confidence and passion. So grab a glass, pull that cork, and let's dive in. Hello, JFW Nation. This is David Royce, your trusted choice for all things Jackson family. And today I have the incredible honor. I'm sitting here virtually with Eugenia Keegan. She is our senior VP of wine growing. She is also a 2024 Oregon Wine Press Person of the Year. She's celebrated her 50th harvest in the last vintage. She is the Queen Supreme of Jackson family. How are you, Eugenia?
David, I'm just great. But if you'll give me a minute to take my tiara off, we can start this thing.
Of course. You've been so instrumental to Oregon broadly and Jackson family specifically. It's cool to sit down and chat with you. We're discussing our new bottling, dropping soon, if not hasn't already, unsanctioned Pinot Gris.
Yeah, I can't wait to talk about the unsanctioned Pinot Gris. It's not often that we launch a wine that's, I don't know, fun, exciting, different, well-priced.
All of those. And I want to hit... Yeah, I want to hit elevator pitch. Eugenia, I am a reluctant buyer. I'm busy. I'm annoyed. You've brought me this unsanctioned. Pitch it to me. Make me want it. Go.
You're annoyed. That makes me nervous right from the get-go. But I would probably just show you the package, which is super fun and delightful, and say, take a minute, try it. It's super delicious. It's well-priced. We have lots of it, and you need to have it in your store.
I love it. I'll take 50 cases. Thank
you don't
you
mind
so
if
much.
I bump that up to a full pallet, do you?
Yeah, sure. You're right. You might as well. Good point. Honestly, that is, in a nutshell, I think you nailed it. I think that is unsanctioned. Less fuss, more fun. Literally, that's printed on the label. It's eye-catching. It's beautiful. We have a fish with beautiful wings jumping out of the water. And so unsanctioned, defined, means without explicit official permission. Can you speak to that, Eugenia?
Yeah, I really can. We've been working on a number of projects all over the company, but specifically in Oregon. And I think many, we had the label liberated and we wanted to use something like that. We were trying to capture the sense of irreverence, fun, and winemaking can be very serious. We make very serious wines, but we don't always take ourselves that seriously. So it was really something that the Oregonians wanted to do. We were given permission to do a white wine, and it was something that we wanted to do to just find a price point, a label, and something that you all can go out and sell really easily. We're really missing some price points there. We're really trying to hit them. So that was part of the goal there.
I know, speaking to sales reps around the country, getting the by-the-glass affordable slot with a refreshing, lifted white wine, that's what people have been clamoring for. And as far as I understand, this will land wholesale price between $12 to $13, give or take. So absolutely sweet spot price point. Your restaurant owner can price it at $14 or $15 a glass, make great margin. And this is fun. This wine should be fun. And it refreshing, crisp, mouthwatering, classic Oregon Pinot Gris. Fun label, fun price, fun juice. You're right. I think it's such a knockout. Can you, Eugenia, speak to our what's in the bottle? Sourcing and the grapes specifically.
Yeah. So again, unsanctioned, given a lot of opportunity to mix things up. And we looked at some white blends, we did a number of things, but we are not playing in the Oregon Pinot Gris category, which is really a shame because it's active and it keeps growing and everybody knows it. You're selling a brand, you're not selling a new concept or a new niche. So from that point of view, we thought we were creating something very straightforward. Oregon has become famous for Gris, again, missing that whole price point and category. So that's where we landed in the end. There is about 10% Sauv Blanc in there. Just a reminder that we have much tighter labeling laws in Oregon. You can only be off variety by 10%, whereas the federal law is 25%. So it makes blending of those wines a little different if you're trying to make a full-on white blend. So this is really Pinot Gris based and will continue to be that. Sourcing is all of Oregon. We decided that right away that we wanted to keep the price point. Willamette Valley always plays at a higher price point. So if we're going to deliver that price point to you all, and we had to go outside of the Willamette Valley. However, you're not only not having less quality, in many cases, you're probably having better quality because there are other parts of the state that really grow beautiful Pinot Gris. So that's a real plus.
And I think it's fun too. Sauvignon Blanc has such a unique and awesome flavor profile that it brings this beautiful citrus and grapefruit, a little of that herbal green aroma to it. So I think a real fun way to make this Pinot Gris stand out in the market and to add more freshness, more lift, and more brightness.
I'm really glad you brought that up specifically because the head winemaker on this is Quinn from Copain, Ryan's assistant. And of course, he works with Alex Nichols over at the McMinnville Winery, which is where this is blended and bottled. But the Pinot Gris traditionally coming out of Oregon are very fruity. They get ripe, and so they get all the way to tropical and even maybe a little oxidized if you go too far to the ripeness part of the equation. So part of what they wanted to do was blend in a little bit broader set of aromatics and a little bit more depth to the wine itself. We have a little saying over on the winemaking side is we don't just make good wine, we make JFW good wine. And it's a little notch up. And that's our promise to the sales staff that we over deliver on those price points statewide. And ability to buy different sourcing materials really allows us to build in complexity on a reasonably straightforward wine.
I'm just excited to have this in the quiver because now hit the BTG price point perfectly. It's screw cap, so you can open it faster. That sounds silly, but as a former sommelier, the amount of time it takes to pull a cork out of a bottle adds up over the shift. So that really is a benefit. It will never see any issues with TCA, obviously, that can happen with natural cork finish bottles. And it's bright, it's fresh. It hits that new market trend of people drinking fresher and brighter styles of white wine. I think it pairs beautifully with sunshine and outdoors. And like you said, this is fun wine. And I'm so thrilled to have it. Thank you, Eugenia, for helping to quarterback this bottling. It's really fun. And our sales team, thanks.
I think everybody needs to know that those of us back here in the winemaking teams, and we have our new WAC Council, Winemakers Advisory Council, with Chris Carpenter, Jeff Stewart, Chris Cotto, Randy Ullum, Eric Kramer, Greg Brewer, Craig McAllister. It's a really high-powered group of JFW winemakers, and we spend quite a bit of time trying to find these spots in the marketplace where we can play more, we can adapt a little bit more. And we understand fully that having to go in and pick up your by the glass order every week gives you an opportunity to pull all of our incredible gems out of your bag. So we're working hard to add more of this stuff to the JFW portfolio.
That's awesome. And you're right. I think this would be a great kind of foot in the door. I know that at least for the on-premise world, people think they know Kendall Jackson and La Crema, and that's great. I love that. But I think this is a great way to introduce the JFW portfolio into a restaurant. And then from there, expand upwards into different varietals, different regions, different price points. Certainly, this will be versatile and I'm just excited to have it. So anything we didn't touch on, Eugenia, that you'd like to cover?
Just a reminder that I think there are no limitations on selling this on and off premise. We should be able to back up some growth. The more successful you are with that, the more green light we'll get over at our end to make more of this wine. We're looking at a companion red. So this is a brand. I guess I should say that, David, that this is not a one-off. This is a brand, and we plan to fill out the architecture a little bit more. And I would just love to know that everybody gets behind it so we can continue to show success to the family and to the execs so that we do get permission to do more work like this.
A companion red. Oh, perfect. A nice, perfectly priced, juicy, soft, fun red that you can get in by the glass and in accounts.
Yeah, yes, and please. chill down, one of those. And we can do that up here in Oregon without any issue at all. We're trying to learn to walk before we run a little bit. So hopefully we'll get a strong performance on the Pinot Gris, and then we can start to fill out the architecture of this brand a little bit.
Perfect. Thank you so much, Eugenia. It's such a delight. I could sit and talk to you for hours, but I feel so excited about Unsanctioned, and we appreciate all the hard work you've done on it. Thank you for taking the time.
It's my pleasure. Everybody go out there and have a very safe and a very productive and a great day. Be happy, be well.
Thank you again. This has been David Royce, your trusted choice for all things JFW. We'll see you out in the field.